Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus as the lead pastor, and we wrapped up our series this past weekend called Always and Everywhere, where we've been looking at the big idea that we make our lives count as we make His name known. And we talked about how the book of Acts really teaches us how friends get together, go around the world, plant churches, and make a difference. And it really reveals this need that God has wired us, hardwired us for friendship. We are created from the community of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, His Trinity. God is three, so He is living community. We are created from community, for others. And we just talked about how you thought about, you know, if you think about the book of Acts and think about the expansion of the church, what you would expect to see is the disciples dividing up the world, each one of them taking a piece of it and spreading out and going and planting individual churches. But for the most part, not all, but for the most part, what happens is that the disciples stay in Jerusalem and other people, groups of friends, get together and they go and plant churches. For example, the greatest mission sending church maybe in world history was the church at Antioch. And we have no idea who planted the church at Antioch. It's an unnamed group of friends who went there and planted a church. Paul, in Acts chapter 20, in the passage that we looked at on Sunday, it says Paul went to Tyre and greeted them. Now, what's interesting about that is that nowhere in the records of Paul's missionary journeys did he ever go to Tyre. He was meeting them for the first time as an established Christian church. So who planted the church at Tyre? And the answer is, we don't know. An unnamed group of friends went and planted a church in their city. And one of the most exciting things to me about this series is how our church is beginning to take ownership of their workplace. I had a great text this week from one of our members who said, you know, I was in a meeting the other day. I noticed one of the folks in the meeting that, you know, their disposition had changed. And so offline, I just took the opportunity to ask them, hey, how are you doing? And they revealed that their marriage was really struggling. And after, you know, almost a decade of marriage, it looked like their marriage was disintegrating. So, you know, this person from our church just said, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. And if you don't mind, I'll just pray for you right now. And right there in the workplace, took the opportunity to pray for that friend and offer any encouragement, counsel, and wisdom that he could. And I just thought, you know, that's it. That is being the shepherd, the pastor, the minister, you know, of your workplace. And that's really what we've tried to instill, that you see yourself as kind of like the pastor of Huntington Bank, or you see yourself as the shepherd of your sports team. You see yourself as a minister of the gospel to your school, whether you're a teacher or a student. That you see yourself that way as being a representative of God, a culture of priests, what we've talked about in the early church, representing God to people as we approach God personally. And so just by way of reminder, we are in this week of Wide Open World Offering, where we are talking about, you know, our partnerships as we're making friends globally. We're making friends globally for eternity. Your participation in this offering this week, it began on Sunday and goes through the beginning of this coming weekend. Everything that's given this week goes to missions, and it'll help reach people that you will never meet. Just like Paul with those disciples at Tyre, just like me a couple of years ago, I was at a football game in North Central Ohio, a couple of hours away, and Angie and I were there, and the lady that we were sitting beside said that she lived in Worthington, and she and her husband were looking for a new church. They'd kind of been visiting around, and I'd brought up the conversation, and she said, you know, we tried a brand new church this weekend, and she said, we loved it. We thought it's going to be a great fit, we think. And I said, oh, really? And she said, yeah, it's called Life Point Westerville. Do you know it? I said, yeah, I know it, right? Like, she doesn't know me, and she doesn't need to, right? Certainly on our first Sunday visit at that point, she didn't need to. So we're going to reach people around the world that are never going to meet us until eternity, and we'll get to see the role, the opportunity that we play. So I'm going to pray this global reality into our world and pray for our offering this week and our participation in it. God, I do pray for us this week and weekend that you would help us be generous, God, with the offering opportunity that we have with everything, Lord, that's given in person and online this week, going to support world missions. Lord, there are so many people in our world that are broken and hurting in the Ukraine, in the Middle East, other places, God. And I'm grateful that you are sending people to those places. I'm grateful for the things that are going on in places like Africa right now for the sake of the gospel. So God, would you build a global heart into us and into our church as things continue to open up in our world? God, help us to be goers, ones who, God, are willing to travel to the ends of the earth to take the gospel there. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to take the opportunity to pray that God will put the world on your heart.